This Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. Now, while every other one of our Shabbosim, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos Shira, are really referencing the Shabbos itself, Shabbos HaGadol is a little bit different. As the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Tov Lamed, the Shabbos of Nea Pesach Korban also Shabbos HaGadol, HaNes Shenasebo, because of the great miracle. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the year that they left Mitzrayim, the 10th of Nisan was Shabbos. Why is the 10th of Nisan so significant? Because that is when they took the animal, the Seh, that they were going to offer for the Korban Pesach, and they tied it v'kasher b'kari amita to the bed, to the doorpost, and for 4 days, the Mitzrim would walk past and see that animal. And we know that the Egyptians worshipped the animals. While the goal of the Makos was not only to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, but was for an introduction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, and of course the Bnei Yisrael as well, but throughout the Makos, Hashem is taking away what they thought was their God, whether it was the Nile River, the God of Light, which was taken away during Choshech, and the animals that they worshipped are now being tied to a doorpost, and the Jewish people are telling them, this is the animal that we're going to offer to the Ribon Sholem. And that was a great miracle. Not only is a miracle that they tied the animal, it was a miracle that they had the emuna, that they had the strength, they had the fortitude, that they had the belief that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out. And this is the way that we are showing that understanding. Rabbi Soloveitchik would talk about passive and active redemption. On the one hand, most of Mitzrayim was passive. As the Makos were happening, Dam and Sardeya, whatever they were, the Jewish people sat back and they watched the Egyptians get beat up, the land get destroyed, the animals die. Everything was mayhem. It was havoc in Egypt. But the Jewish people, they sat, they watched, they understood that Hashem can do all of these things. Hashem runs the world. Hashem can distinguish between Jews and not and Mitzrayim. Hashem can take, whether it's land, whether it's water, whatever it is, Hashem runs the world. But the Jewish people needed to be active in their redemption. They needed to do something to show that we are part of this process. In fact, we say, "Zecharti l'chesed u'rayach," the Navi tells us. The greatest thing Yirmiyahu Navi says that we did was we followed Hashem out. But that active display of emunah is what happens on the night, is what happens when they offer the Korban Pesach, and it begins on the 10th of Nisan, Shabbos HaGadol. Because that year, the 10th of Nisan, was a Shabbos. And this growth of Aaron Soloveitchik, or the Rav's brother, would talk Shabbos HaGadol in the sense that they grew up on this moment. They raised themselves to a level to be an active part of the Geula. And that's really the goal of the entire Yontif HaPesach, was seeing the Jewish people go from being passive to being active. It's part of the reason we call it Pesach, even though the actual celebration of Pesach, but Hashem, that night, we didn't leave yet. We weren't out of Mitzrayim yet. We were still in Egypt. We were still in our homes. But what we showed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that active involvement, that's what guarantees us Geula. The entire theme of Pesach, the entire goal of Leil HaSeder, is Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, is not so we should understand it. We should relive it because we are active and we are involved and we do things that help to hasten Geula, whether it's our own small Geula, whether it's massive Geula, Geula Shlema, we are very involved in that process. And it's something we should think about the Shabbos, something we should think about throughout Yontif and throughout Leil HaSeder, not only being passive in this process, but being active, engaged members of the Geula.